The Biden administration is expected soon to release a declassified U.S. intelligence report that will address the role of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the 2018 murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The report is expected to say the Crown Prince approved the killing. Khashoggi was a Saudi citizen and Washington Post columnist who became a fierce critic of the regime. He was murdered on a visit to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, his body dismembered, never found. Aaron David Miller is a senior fellow with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a former Middle East advisor to Republican and Democratic administrations. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Bino.
The Crown Prince has always denied any direct involvement in Khashoggi's death, but it sounds like this declassified report from American intelligence officials will contradict him. How solid do you think that intelligence will be?
I think it's probably pretty good. I haven't seen the two-page document, which is probably heavily redacted, but it'll probably be enough to substantiate what I think the press has already reported, that with medium to high confidence, the intelligence community concluded that Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, ordered, certainly had foreknowledge and likely ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi.
Yeah, and the reason I ask that question is because the Saudis clearly have denied this, but how likely is it that a murder of that magnitude could happen without the Crown Prince knowing?
I mean, zero. There's zero chance. I mean, the fragmentary intelligence, the UN human rights rapporteur, some of the leaks from our own intelligence agencies and others, the Turks have weighed in heavily on this, indicate that there were a series of communications before and after the killing directly with the Crown Prince's office. And I should say, Peter, full disclosure, Jamal Khashoggi was a friend of mine. So I'm not entirely sure I'm objective on this matter, but it really does go beyond just MBS. The U.S.-Saudi relationship is out of control, and it's critically important that the Biden administration, per the president's own rhetoric on the campaign trail, put it back into balance.
Yeah, well, the report was created during the Trump administration, so we should be clear here. President Trump had this information. He didn't release it. The Biden administration is. How telling is that?
I think it's very telling. It suggests, along with a White House spokesperson Jen Psaki's notion that, right from the president, that Washington intends to recalibrate, quote-unquote, the relationship with the Saudis. I think it's very telling. Congress is all over this. There's zero support in this country for Saudi policies, certainly among the press and others. So there has to be some reckoning. The real question is, how is the president, Peter, going to reconcile his fiery rhetoric on the campaign with the realities? Perhaps unlike Lehman Brothers, the U.S.-Saudi relationship is too big to fail. But I truly hope that the president does take some actions that will bring it back into balance.
Well, let's dig into that just a little bit more deeply, because there will be implications if the relationship deteriorates. These two countries have traditionally relied on each other economically and also from a security standpoint in the Middle East.
Yeah, although the bloom is really off the rose. The central trade-off, we need their oil and they need our security, has essentially broken down. I mean, we're virtually independent of Arab hydrocarbons, while the rest of the world is not. It's critically important that we maintain a relationship with Saudi Arabia until the world frees itself to a large degree from Arab hydrocarbons, and that's going to take quite some time. But over the last year and a half, two years, we've seen U.S.-Saudi relations diverge. Both on Yemen and human rights, the Saudis are now negotiating with the Chinese for build some nuclear reactors. They seem to be not interested in the 123 agreement that would create the kinds of standards that we would require. So the interests have departed. I would argue Saudi Arabia is not an ally. It's more a partner. We don't share common values, and our interests do align, although not in every issue. I just think that the president needs to make it unmistakably clear. There's got to be a deep freeze with respect to contacts with Mohammed bin Salman. And I think the president should send an emissary to Riyadh for a frank discussion that the U.S.-Saudi relationship is at great risk. We want to continue it, but the king and others need to control MBS.
All right. Aaron David Miller, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Take care.